From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. A judge has sent Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick to jail for violating the terms of his bond in an ongoing perjury case. Kilpatrick made an unauthorized trip across the river into Windsor, Canada, on city business. Here's District Judge Ronald Giles.
So at this point, because you have violated the conditions of bond, the court is, one, revoking your bond. The court is going to order that all travel be suspended, and two, that you be remanded to the Wayne County Jail for processing.
This latest twist comes after the mayor was accused of assaulting a detective last month. Joining us now to talk about the latest from Detroit is ML Eric, who has been covering the story for the Detroit Free Press. ML, nice to have you.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
Listen, Kwame looked very stunned this morning in court. I understand that you saw him as he left the courthouse. How does he look now?
Well, we couldn't get a good look at him because he was in the back of a sheriff's van, but I'll tell you, he wasn't the only one that was stunned. We expected the judge to make some sort of sanctions, maybe restrict his travel even further, if not end it outright. But when he said remanded him to jail, you know, veteran court watchers know that means go directly to jail. And I've heard that term many times, but I couldn't believe my ears when they were saying it to the mayor of Detroit.
Now, the mayor's going to have to spend the night in jail, as I understand it, because a hearing is set for Friday.
That's right. He's supposed to be processed just like any other defendant who is to spend the night in jail, which I'm told may mean some very invasive processing all the way down to strip search before he's put into a cell, and that's quite a come down for a guy just 8 years ago had a prominent spot addressing the Democratic National Convention.
Is this paralyzing the city or polarizing it or both?
Well, there's a lot of polarization going on. The mayor has alienated most of the other regional leaders who at one time were enthusiastic supporters of his. There are people in Detroit and without Detroit calling for his resignation. Those cries are getting louder today. And frankly, just in terms of running the city, there was a question for a minute as to who was going to run it, because the mayor just made his deputy mayor head of the water department, and there was a question as to whether or not we had a deputy mayor available to see the city through the next 24 hours.
There was talk that the governor of Michigan would in fact preside over a hearing to remove Kwame Kilpatrick as mayor if it came to that. What's the latest that you know about that?
Well, the governor has said that she will indeed preside over such proceedings and that they're scheduled to happen in September. There's still some legal motions that are to be heard before it's definite that there will be removal proceedings at the state level. But there have been calls for months, which are only getting louder, for the governor to step in and remove the mayor. In fact, with all the mayor's legal troubles, and he's fighting battles on many fronts, the quickest way to get him out is for the governor to say, you know what, you're not fit to serve, and I'm taking you out.
One of the things that the mayor said in court today was that his trip to Windsor, Canada, was an emergency trip having to deal with the municipality of Windsor overselling the Detroit portion of the tunnel, and that he had to go to this emergency meeting. It appeared as if the judge did not buy that, or was there some other reason that the judge decided to jail him?
Well, I think there's a few things going on, and you get yourself in trouble when you speak for judges, but I think we heard enough today to surmise that he had been very generous to the mayor. He himself had said he'd afforded the mayor every privilege, and he's been back there a couple times with violations. And I think he's just fed up. I mean, this could have been a fairly minor matter. I mean, Windsor is really just a few minutes across the water, but it was this notion that you're supposed to call the court first, and the mayor didn't call him last. He just didn't call him at all. And I think the judge felt that his kindness had been abused one too many times. In fact, the judge had been criticized for being too lax on the mayor. Well, I think he set the record straight on that today.
Certainly did. ML, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That was reporter ML Eric from the Detroit Free Press standing outside the courthouse where Mayor Kwame Brown was sentenced to spend the night in a Wayne County court jail. today. For more now on the Detroit mayor, we turn to Jerome Vaughn, a reporter for the NPR affiliate WDET in Detroit. Jerome, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
You heard that what we just talked about with ML about what's happening in Detroit. Give us your sense of how the city is responding to this. Online, they're calling it a crisis.
I think just like ML said, I mean, I think people are shocked that the mayor is going to jail. I mean, we've been following the situation for months and months and months as the perjury charges were laid against him and his former chief of staff. And almost every day there's been some development in this case. And to a degree, after a while, I think people started feeling like it was fiction because they could not have conceived that the next day's news was going to be the next day's news. And I think that's where we are right now. I don't think anyone believed that Judge Giles was going to revoke the bond and put the mayor in jail. We're stunned.
That's even more than the prosecutor was asking for. Is that right?
That's right. And I think part of it was, and I think to echo what ML said, you know, the judge had been criticized for being too lax. He had given the mayor an opportunity. You know, the mayor had apologized once before, and the judge had said, basically, don't come back here. Don't be back in my courtroom about an issue like this. And here we are shortly later, and he is again. And I think the mayor just, I mean, the judge just got fed up and said, that's enough. Doesn't matter whether you are the mayor of Detroit. In fact, he used a line and said, you know, what would I do to Joe Sixpack? And he would put Joe Sixpack in jail, and that's what he did to the mayor.
One of the other things that took place in court today had a bearing on the ongoing perjury trial, and that had to do with them sidestepping the preliminary hearing. Tell us what the effect of that action in court today will be on the larger case.
That's a very interesting question. A little bit of background, just briefly. When the charges were laid, you know, earlier this year, there was the expectation of a preliminary examination. There was a lot of criticism about the exam coming so much later. It was originally scheduled for September 22nd. That was like 6 months after the charges were filed. And so there was a lot of criticism about that. The mayor and his attorneys and Christine Beattie, the former chief of staff of the mayor, and her attorneys have decided to waive the preliminary exam and go straight to the jury trial. There are a couple of different things that people are sort of saying about this. On one level, it's extremely expensive for the mayor to retain these lawyers. The word is they had an understanding that there was enough evidence that a preliminary exam would be perfunctory and they'd go to trial anyway. This is a way to speed up the process, spend a little less cash out of his defense fund. The other sort of speculation is that you know, there's been a lot of talk about witnesses and who's going to be on the witness list. And this way, they don't have to, the defense doesn't have to give away what they're going to do in the actual trial. And they want to use that element of surprise. Finally, the defense has said the reason they want to do it is because all of this media talk about this case is hurting their hopes of getting a fair jury pool. And that's what the defense says is the reason.
Do you think at this stage that as these machinations take place inside the courtroom that there is the possibility of some sort of plea deal for the mayor and for Beattie?
In all honesty, I couldn't even begin to think what might happen. And the reason is 6 months ago, I never would have conceived that we would have been here. It is amazing that we were at this point. We've got a felony perjury trial going on. The city council is going to start proceedings later this month to try to remove the mayor from office. And the governor is going to have a hearing on September 3rd about whether to remove him from office. So, you know, these three things are going at the same time. And then him being put in jail on top of it, I have no idea where we're going to be in a month with this.
One of the things that the mayor has been saying repeatedly, two things actually. First is that the media is sort of out to get him. And but also that he has had support because he has, in his own words, had the city of Detroit in his heart and was working to try to do the best that he could. My question is whether or not this incident today begins to erode some of the support that he had.
I think it will. He's had a strong core of support throughout these trials. There have been a lot of people who have said, "Hey, you know, it's the media, it's the white suburbanites. They're trying to get down on our mayor." And I think there's a core of his supporters that will see this as part of that effort. But I think by and large, most Metro Detroiters and a large number of city of Detroiters really see how this case is going. And I think the people I've talked to today have been stunned by this. And I think support is going to start to wane a little bit more. I think a perfect example of this, let me just throw in, was we had a primary election on Tuesday. His mother, Representative Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick, just barely squeaked by in a three-way primary. More people voted against her than for her. And I think that's an example of support for the Kilpatrick name dwindling in the city of Detroit.
Jerome, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it. I imagine the next photo that the public is going to see of the mayor of Detroit may be his booking photo.
I think you're right, and I think a lot of people have been waiting outside the jail to see if they can see him going in his orange jumper. It's going to be a great picture if someone gets it.
That was Jerome Vaughn, from Detroit Public Radio. He joined us from the studios there.